Good morning, sunshines.
Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. We're almost to the weekend. It's going to be a good day.
And should we tell people now that next week is going to be a bit of a short week?
Next week is going to be a bit of a short week, and we can all blame Mock because I have no life. I'm just kidding. I have some family coming in for Thanksgiving. My mother-in-law is coming in for Thanksgiving, actually, for a couple days. But yes, you're going to be traveling. She's going to be like on the road again.
So doing our annual trek to the coast.
So what day? So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're not going to be here. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So you guys will be okay. I have faith that you can make it. 3 days plus a weekend without the chicks. And then that following Monday, man, we are going to be having the time of our lives catching up with everybody.
Yes. Yes. Okay. We have a lot to do. We have a lot to get to today.
We do. And the very first thing is kind of exciting because we have a new sponsor that we wanted to tell you about who may be of interest to some of you out there who have been longtime sufferers of being overweight. And if that is you, if you're a person who has struggled like essentially your whole life with your weight, then this may be an answer for you. So this is a really different, unique sort of approach to changing your whole metabolic system. And it's a company that is called Calibrate. And so they have like a year-long program where you consult with a doctor, you have labs drawn to examine like exactly what how this program is going to be tailored specifically for you. And it's not a diet. It's not like this fad thing, right? It's a whole resetting of your metabolic system. And it's really interesting. We've heard a lot about it. We think that you should check it out too. And there's really great information, piles of information on their website about it.
Yeah. Now it's not for people like me who want to lose, you know, 6 or 7 pounds because I've eaten way too many tacos and I've been very non-active since I've been in Texas. It's not for people like me. It's for people who are a lot more overweight actually, and who have struggled with that for a long time. So if you're that person, you know who you are, you know?
Yeah.
And you know intrinsically, I probably should check this out. So it's a cool company. You can check them out. Like Mock said, there's a lot of information on the web about them. You could read a little bit more, but it's a metabolic thing, you guys. So it's a way to be able to change that for you. And it's worth checking out. So it's about weight not affecting, and it doesn't reflect your willpower. I think a lot of people struggle with that, and you can get back in control with them. So you can get $50 off the 1 year metabolic reset if you use the promo code CHICKS, which is, you know, we always have the promo code CHICKS. And you can do that at joincalibrate.com. And that's $50 off when you use the code CHICKS at joincalibrate.com. So do it if you're interested in that.
The fact that there is like doctor interaction with you, labs, and the fact that it's a very fully integrated, comprehensive program, like a whole approach to your health and not just your weight. And by the way, really easy to tell if you're eligible for it. When you go to the website, there's like a button at the top that says, am I eligible? And it takes you through like a 2-minute quiz. So you'll know right away if this is something that you should explore further. So we recommend that you at least check it out. Joincalibrate.com and get $50 off if you decide to sign up with code CHICKS. Try it out and let us know what you think. Okay, so yesterday, big day, not in the Rittenhouse trial per se, because we're still waiting for a verdict and that has not happened yet.
Which is shocking to me. I can't believe it. Like this is a testament to our media and politicians and all these jack-offs who have completely muddled this case, right? Because this, honestly, this should have been a pretty cut and dry case if you look at the facts. And frankly, we shouldn't even be talking about this. If you think about it, if you just get to the, if you take all of the smoke and mirrors and everything, we shouldn't be talking about this at all. This should have just been a clear case of self-defense.
Yeah. Charges should never have been filed.
Right. Right, exactly. But they were, and all of this has been a spectacle because of our ravenous, like, predatory media. Yeah. That's what's happened. And the politicians that are behind it, you know, and using it as fuel for a fire to divide all of us and to use it for political fodder. It's just gross. All these people are so gross. And I see what everybody should be able to see what they're doing now. And a lot of people don't, which makes me, it makes me really angry, but it also makes me really sad for our country, you know?
Well, did you hear when the judge, he went after the media about how they've handled this whole thing? And he even said, you know, that he was second guessing his own decision to have media and have it actually televised, the whole court thing televised. Right. And he's like, you know, my tendency is to err on the side of publicity in that people deserve to see what's going on in the courtroom. But after this, it's like he's having second thoughts about doing that in the future because of the absolute, you know, crap show that it has turned into. And there's been fights outside between pro-Rittenhouse people and anti-Rittenhouse people. People are just insane.
Yeah, it is. It's a complete spectacle. And now, you know, they're saying that the judge is like a white supremacist. I mean, this is, it's madness. I mean, it's become just dumb. If you look at it, if you try to look at it objectively, just try to look at this objectively. You just look at it and you go, God, we have just become dumb.
Yeah.
Just stupid. Yeah.
Well, and then there's this whole new angle, right? But with the defense trying to call a mistrial because of this video clip from a drone that the prosecutors apparently had the super high res version of, but they gave like a really poor resolution version of it to the defense. And then they didn't know that there was even a high res version of it until like this past weekend. So they're saying, WTF, like, this is not okay. Why did they hold on to this piece of evidence that now the jury yesterday said, hey, we have questions. Can we watch that again? So the defense is like, this is not okay. We demand a mistrial. And now the judge has decided, yes, the jury can see it. And they have to wait until a verdict to decide if a mistrial is appropriate. So even if there's a verdict, that's not necessarily the end of things because of now this new twist in it all. It's absolutely crazy how this thing has gone.
It is. And you don't know beyond this video, you have no idea what these jurors have been watching all along. They didn't have, like, I don't know, what do you call it? I don't know what the legal term is. Is it like a gag or I don't know what it's called when they're not allowed to watch media or outside sources. What do they call that?
Sequestered.
Thank you. But I don't know if, I mean, they could have watched media though, Mark. I mean, it's not like and God only knows what they were watching. They could have been watching Don Lemon this entire time. Or Rachel Maddow or Joy Reid, for Christ's sake. And if they were doing that, I mean, that would be bad.
Right. And so the judge saying, don't listen to anything that you've heard on TV.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't like unknow something. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. And we're not in their homes monitoring these people. Yeah. So God only knows what they've been watching and what they've been feeding their brains with. We don't know.
Well, and if there is a mistrial that allows for a second trial, and we have to go through all of this again, it absolutely has to be, they have to be sequestered. And it has to be a situation where the court system or whatever, you know, you get a jitterbug phone where you can like just call your family and that's it. It has to be like the old days where they're not allowed to consume any news. All
they need to put them all in like a big brother home, you know?
right
totally.
Yeah, it's absolutely nuts. All right, there was another crazy thing that happened yesterday, and that is that Representative Gozar was officially censured by the House because Democrats are insane. Now listen, Gozar, he's out there, and there's people who think that he's way too far out there, and perhaps he is, but the point is, all he did was post out like a parody video, like an anime video that made it look like, you know, some of those meme videos that go viral where it looks like a politician is shooting at another politician or whatever. And so AOC was the target in this particular video. Anyone with an ounce of common sense saw that for what it was, which was nothing. But leave it to AOC to like turn on the drama in response. And ultimately, the House voted to censure him, remove him from his committees. And that vote included, you guessed it, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney.
Of course, because they're Democrats now.
Yeah.
I mean, Liz Cheney is a freaking disgrace.
Oh, my God.
That lady.
Just ridiculous. Now, Gozar, this, I thought this was kind of funny, but like immediately after the vote, like when he immediately after he found out it's official, I've been censured, I'm taking off my committees, he retweeted the video.
Oh God.
Which I was like, that does take some balls.
That takes some giant, that's a giant sack of balls right there. I mean, that's fan. Okay. So, all right, listen, we have to talk about the, like the acting that AOC, I mean, AOC, because you and I were texting back and forth yesterday, and I was like, the acting on this broad, she's, I mean, it's amazing. You guys, I like Meryl Streep couldn't have done it like she did it. It was, she did a fantastic job. She's in the wrong line of work, you guys.
Oh my God.
She really is. She should have gotten a freaking Oscar for that.
It was extraordinary. Meryl Streep probably called her and was like, please give me some acting tips.
Right. I mean, it was I felt like it was like something out of Terms of Endearment. It was so good. Do we have a clip?
Oh, yes, we do. We absolutely do. But before we show it, we just want to remind you guys about our great friends at Rough Greens. If you are not giving your dogs the greatest supplement ever, what are you waiting for, you guys?
My dog's on the floor. He's so happy because of Rough Greens. It's dogs.
And if you haven't seen the video that we posted on our Instagram page at Chicks on Right of my girls getting their Rough Greens on.
Right.
You're missing out. You'll see how much dogs love it. And the thing is dogs eat their own crap. Okay, let's face it. So it's not hard to find something that dogs are going to love eating. But not only do they love it, it's so good for them. And
it's way, way better than crap, you guys. Way better than crap. Yeah. I mean, it has like all the vitamins and minerals and all the good stuff, the probiotics, everything that they need, that dead food, all of it's dead. I don't care how expensive your food is. You are kidding yourself. You're paying like $1,000 a month for food. You're out of your mind. It's still dead. This stuff is the best. It's like live, yummy green stuff that your dogs are going to get, and they're going to like be so much better off. They're going to live longer. This stuff is amazing. So,
as we all know, dogs do not live long enough. So anything we can do to just like, you know,
prolong it,
stretch that out a little bit longer, man, I am down to do it. And you can try it for free when you go to our special website, which is Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, roughgreens.com/chicks. You can try it for free. You just pay shipping. That's it. And then if your dog loves it as much as we know they will, then you're going to want to get it routinely, because man, it is amazing. And my girls, they go nuts over it. Yeah. They go absolutely.
They're like velociraptors.
They are. All right. So now it's time for the Oscar performance of a lifetime.
You guys.
I will say I was at home alone watching this live and I was laughing by myself in my house.
It's unreal. It's unreal.
You ready?
3 years. Enormous amounts has happened. But in response to the Republican leader's remarks, when he says that this action is unprecedented, what I believe is unprecedented is for a member of House leadership of either party to be unable to condemn incitement of violence against a member of this body. It is sad. It is a sad day in which a member who leads a political party in the United States of America cannot bring themselves to say that issuing a depiction of murdering a member of Congress is wrong, and instead decides to venture off into a tangent about gas prices and inflation. What is so hard? What is so hard about saying that this is wrong? This is not about me. This is not about Representative Gosar. but this is about what we are willing to accept. Not just the Republican leader, but I have seen other members of this party advance the argument, including Representative Gosar himself, the illusion that this was just a joke. That what we say and what we do does not matter so long as we claim a lack of meaning. Now, this nihilism runs deep, and it conveys and betrays a certain contempt for the meaning.
I can't anymore.
I know, I can't either. You know, she practiced that so hard in front of the mirror. She had like people critiquing, and they're like, no, you need to do this with your hand and then this with your hand, and it conveys and betrays. I can't with her. I can't. Oh, and by the way, the whole violence, you know, back and forth, you know, are you okay with the violence? How many times have we seen Democrats convey violence against Republicans? How many times have we seen that over the past 4 years? Raise your hand if you've seen that. Raise your hand.
Oh my God. Well, and that's what McCarthy did right before she was up. Leader McCarthy spoke about how hypocritical this all is, how much of a double standard there is. And her point back to him was to say, well, okay, but that's not really the same because this is the first time that a member has done it against a member. And I'm like,
all right. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. We've seen it's geared towards her. Now it's not okay. We've seen so many violent, like all the violent rhetoric and everything coming from the left. I mean, like Eric Holder, Maxine Waters, like Hillary Clinton, all these people. I can go on and on. I mean, I could, like, there's a list. Joe Biden. I mean, they've all spewed violent rhetoric out of their pie holes. She is full of shit. I don't buy any of this. It was a complete act. And I was watching that yesterday going, oh my God, I cannot believe she is wasting our time when the entire country is burning down. There's inflation, the border's falling apart, the economy is in shambles. There's so much crap going on. And she is up there wasting our time with the drama. Like, she's in drama class. She's up there doing this. And I'm just like, who is this chick? Oh my God. Go back to bartending.
There was no one who refuted or retorted better than Lauren Boebert. And if you have not seen this, you are in for a treat.
Gentleladies recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Democrat policies are so pathetic and have done so poorly that the left has nothing else to do but troll the internet looking for ways to get offended and then try to target members and strip them of their committees. This is a dumb waste of the House's time. But since the Speaker has designated the floor to discuss members' inappropriate actions, shall we? The Jihad Squad member from Minnesota has paid her husband, and not her brother husband, the other one, over $1 million in campaign funds. This member is allowed on the Foreign Affairs Committee while praising terrorists. A Democrat chairwoman incited further violence in the streets outside of a courthouse. And then the cherry on top. My colleague and 3-month presidential candidate from California, who is on the Intelligence Committee, slept with Feng Feng, a Chinese spy. Let me say that again. A member of Congress who receives classified briefings was sleeping with the enemy. This is unacceptable, and this would never be.
Gentlemen, time's expired. Gentlemen from Florida.
Our time's expired. Suck it, lady. My God. It's funny how hurt that is. Just love her. God, it's unbelievable.
She went there. She went all the way there.
Good for her. Good for her going all the way there. These people are nuts. I don't know how you can be a liberal. How can you even like want to be associated with these freaks?
Oh, but people are like fawning over AOC, saying that she's basically Geraldo. Geraldo was one of the people that was like, she's the most eloquent, just like unbelievable, inspiring person in Congress.
But Geraldo. I mean, need I say more? Why would you want to be associated with Geraldo? I know, like, and this is,
I mean,
he's like 70 doing shirtless selfies. I mean, this is Geraldo we're talking about. Again.
Yeah. So Boebert, she made quite the spectacle of AOC. But again, we should also remind everybody, remember the 13 Marines that died in Afghanistan because of the botched withdrawal? Still no justice. And yet they're going to work on censuring a fellow Congress colleague because he posted a joke video. Where are the priorities of liberals right now? Where?
Well, we know where they are. We know where they are. And it's not with the American people because, I mean, AOC got her feel bads hurt. They're her. And so she's going to go after other people because she can't play well in the sandbox. Oh, no, no. Screw her.
I know. God.
I swear, these people.
It just gets worse because now we need to talk about Joy Reid. And I did not, first of all, I was unaware that she had a snaggle tooth. I'm not trying to like tooth shame, but I hate her, you guys. I absolutely loathe her. And now that she's put her face close to the camera, I feel like I've been assaulted in the eyes and I'm not going to recover. And now all these people on Twitter, because I retweeted it and said, no one should ever be forced to be this close to her face. All these people are like, you're so racist. And I'm like, I didn't say anything about race. You did. Maybe you're the racist.
What? How is that racist?
I don't know.
Racist. I don't understand. It's like Lauren Hutton got her like two teeth up in the camera. Remember, you know, Lauren Hutton has she parts her teeth down the middle. You know what I mean? If she got right up in the camera and you were like, I'm assaulted by the fact that she hasn't gotten her teeth fixed. How is that any different than you? Oh, that's right. Because these people see everything through the prism of race. That makes you racist. That makes you racist, you racists. Good.
So, and you know what else is racist? Is the actual video from Joy Reid. That's what's racist.
Exactly.
Content of what she's saying, which I will play for you right now.
This trial. It reminded a lot of people of something, I just can't remember what it was. Oh, the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. In which Brett Kavanaugh, who had been accused by a high school friend of committing sexual abuse of her, cried his way through the hearings to make him a permanent member and associate justice of the United States Supreme Court. And his tears turned out to be more powerful than the tears of Christine Blasey Ford, which were the tears of an alleged victim. But in America, there's a thing about both white vigilantism and white tears, particularly male white tears. Really white tears in general, because that's what Karens are, right? They Karen out, and then as soon as they get caught, it's like green waterworks. White men can get away with that too. And it has the same effect. Even as the right tries to politicize the idea that masculinity is being robbed from American men by multiculturalism and wokeism, they still want to be able to have their tears. So my friend Jahan Jones, who writes the brilliant The Readout blog, wrote a great piece about this. And if you want to read it, you're going to be able to read it right here.
Okay, so wait a minute. She said Brett Kavanaugh's white tears were more important than Christine Blasey Ford's tears. But Christine Blasey Ford is also white, right? So
the last time I checked, I guess she was white. I'm sorry. I just heard, I'm going to need some caffeine.
If it's available, I'm going to need some caffeine.
And it played in my head. Okay. So yeah, this is a really dumb theory. Like they're just coming up with shit now, you know, this is just like coming up with stuff on MSNBC now, just to throw it out there to see if it'll stick, you know, just to demonize white people at this point, because white people are bad, right?
To reduce his whole ascent to the Supreme Court to his tears being falsely accused by someone who needed caffeine.
But to also compare him to Rittenhouse, she's making a comparison between Kavanaugh and Rittenhouse and white men crying. Like white men aren't, it's like, okay, so white men aren't allowed to cry. White men can't cry. Okay, well, then what about like when, so black men can cry? Are they allowed to cry? Is that like, I'm just curious. Like, is there a, there's a difference. So white men can't cry because they're not allowed to do that.
But also if they don't cry, they're too toxic. So.
Right. So that's the, I mean, I'm just confused. So like, what happens when LeBron James cries? Is he allowed to, so, cause he cries, right? I mean, there's pictures of him all over the internet with him crying. So black men, I'm just using him as an example because he's a strong black man, right? Strong black man.
Right.
So he's allowed to cry. Black men are allowed to cry. White men are not allowed to cry now. Is that like the new thing? Like they can't do that because then they're going to be labeled as like faking it or something. Like they just can't do it in public. I'm just curious. Like this is the thing. They put this stuff out there, and this like these networks, these people in the media put this stuff out there. So now, you know, white men already suck, right? I mean, they're already like the demons. They already suck. So now they can't cry either. They can't, if they're actually genuinely upset about something, like being falsely accused of something they didn't do, and they're genuinely upset and they have genuine emotion about something, they can't express that now because they're awful. This is what's happening.
I don't understand the rules.
But this is the thing, like saying that out loud and demonizing somebody because they had genuine emotion, I have a problem with that. Like Rittenhouse is an 18 year old kid.
Yeah.
He was, you can tell on the stand, he was having a panic attack. To me, that's what that looked like. He looked like
he was traumatized by everything that happened to him, as any normal person would be. So if he wouldn't have cried, then he would have been criticized for being emotionless.
Yeah, and being cold and being like a cold blood. They already are painting him as a cold-blooded vigilante killer. He gets up on the stand and he basically has a panic attack because he's upset about what happened. Obviously, he's emotional about it. So then they make fun of him for that. It's like, pick a freaking lane, people. I don't, like, what do you want? I mean, they're gonna. It's crazy. This is just it's madness. You cannot win with these people. They're gonna try to find a way to make him evil, no matter what. And this is what they're doing. But I mean, the bottom line is they're evil because they're white.
Right. I mean, nothing else matters now. Nothing else matters.
Nothing matters except for somebody's skin color. And if you're white, you're evil.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
So quick break from our discussion to talk really quickly about our BFFs at GenuCell. And I happen to have, I have an email from Angie Crawford. And Angie writes, "Dear Mock and Daisy, just wanted to tell you what I got using the code
CHICKS.
I saved $139 and cannot believe all the things I got for free. I love, love, love this product. And now I have a backup supply. So when shit hits the fan, at least my face and neck will look great. Love you, beautiful ladies.
Yes.
Love and hugs." Oh, it's Angie Freet. So I don't know if that's like a new name from her email address or not, but it's Angie Freet from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I love it. You guys, you got to get on the train, the GenuCell by Chamonix train. And listen, from now until Thanksgiving, you can see the difference yourself with 60% off. That's 60, you guys.
60. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Get 60% off GenuCell's most popular package. That's 60%. Go to lovegenucell.com/chicks. That's lovegenucell.com/chicks to get 60% off their most popular package. You got to order now and you get express shipping for free. That's lovegenucell.com/chicks.
It would make a good gift for mom or sister or even daughter.
Or yourself. I mean, sometimes you just got to wrap a present, put it under the tree for yourself. I'm just saying.
That's right.
There you go. Do it.
Bill Maher was on with Chris Cuomo last night. And it was really, really a very interesting conversation. I didn't agree with him on everything, but there were certain elements of their conversation with which I really, really agreed. And I would just recommend that you check it out if you haven't gotten a chance to watch it. Bill Maher does some really good points about CRT, especially, and battles, argues with Chris Cuomo about it, which I thought was really, really interesting. So if you haven't checked that out, make sure to check that out. Also, before we get to talks, we need to mention that Gloria Allred is now representing the script supervisor from the set of Rust, who is suing Alec Baldwin for his negligence and recklessness in dealing with that whole loaded gun on the set. And when you pull Gloria Allred out, man,
right?
What are you even doing? Like, I'm not liking it because Alec Baldwin is a scumbag, but Gloria Allred immediately cheapens everything. You know what I mean?
It does. It totally does. It takes the luster away from the lawsuit because, I mean, it's like there are a gajillion lawyers you could hire to handle that. Why would you pick her? She's like she's a total ambulance chaser.
Yeah. And you immediately see her and you think, oh, this chick really wants a lot of money. At least that's what I think whenever I see Gloria Allred.
And that's all she wants. That's all she wants is money. And there's no justice here. There's not really a case. It's just like this person is literally just ambulance chasing. That's all this person is doing. So, ew. Why? Why?
I don't know. I don't know. There were so many other options.
Yeah, but then again, you're right. I'm glad that they're suing Alec Baldwin. I'm not going to lie. It does make me kind of happy.
Speaking of racial issues, this gal, gosh, I always have such a hard time with her name. Amela Ekpenobi. Here we go.
In yet another episode of I Cannot Make This Stuff Up, Democrat wants employers to let black workers. Democrat wants employers to let black workers take a day off after the Rittenhouse verdict. Gregory McKelvey, vice chairman of the Oregon Democrats Black Caucus, writes, employers, consider giving your black employees a day off or two after the Rittenhouse verdict. Regardless of the outcome, it's going to be hard for black people to work, and it isn't fair to expect them to. So let's figure this out. A case for a white person who killed white people, who's being tried by a white judge and defended and prosecuted by white lawyers, is somehow traumatic for black people. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So what did we learn, ladies and gentlemen? We learned that the left will make everything about race, even when it makes absolutely no sense.
Yep.
And you know what that is? Again, it's the soft bigotry of low expectations. That's what that is. It's like they are looking down on black people and they're saying, you can't handle this. What
you
can't they handle
work after a verdict, you fragile thing?
Right. You can't be expected to have a day. I mean, you got to stay in bed because you're not as good as white people. That's what they're saying. Leftists are racist. That's what they are. Oh my God. Can you not see it? All right. It's going to be a good day. You guys bring it in.
We'll see what happens with this trial, man. I mean, how much longer can this go? You know?
I don't know. They're going to drag it out. It makes me think that, like, the media is, like, calling somebody and saying, hey, can you drag this out a little bit longer? Because we're getting really good ratings. Can you just draw it out? Honestly, so insane. Everything is so insane. You guys have a great, great Thursday. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Columnist Byron York joins me to discuss Biden's intentional border crisis, the unraveling of the Russia hoax thanks to the Durham investigation, and repulsive tactics of the Lincoln Project. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll also discuss John Kerry dismissing China's forced labor and genocide in pursuit of his climate deal and how we can team up to save our nation. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.